This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The website Loudwire just hipped us to some of the iconic rock and metal bands that are planning to put out new music before the end of 2025.
I mean, it's really like pretty much a who's who of bands that a lot of us grew up on and are like, oh crap, they haven't put out a new record since like, you know, early 2020s or even earlier than that. Now here we got them.
It's a great time to be a rock fan.
I hope so.
Steve, you want to put us to the test, of course.
I do. So there's a few of the bands that are like the big ones, and they don't have an exact date for when these records are coming out. I'd imagine later on in 2025. But for example, like Nine Inch Nails.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't put out a record since 2020. Honestly, I didn't know they put out a record in 2020. Did you ever listen to Ghosts 6? Locusts?
No.
Yeah, I stopped after Ghost 4. No idea. But apparently, you know, Nine Inch Nails going back on the road and also putting on a new record. So I found some of the bigger bands. I found one of their hit songs. And I put it through a music software that you can remove all the tracks and go one by one. So we could go track by track. We isolated each track. And then you'll have to try and figure out what band I'm talking
Ooh,
about.
Ooh, okay.
And I promise, these are all huge bands. So I feel like even Sarah could do okay in this.
Even Sarah.
They're all some of the murderer's row of rock music.
All right.
Maybe I'm hyping up a little too much. But, you know, here we are. All right, are you ready for the first one?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
All right, let's go. Start with the drums. Anyone feeling anything just yet? Y'all look confused. How about a little bass? I thought this was going to be the easiest one. Nothing yet?
No.
Do you guys need some guitar?
Yes.
I think this is going to give it away.
It's Korn.
Korn. The last record they put out was Requiem, came out in 2022. No exact release date, though, for this upcoming record.
Let's go, Korn fans.
Were you ever a big Korn fan?
Back in the day, for sure.
Yeah, I remember seeing them at, like, what was the Key Arena at the time, now Climate Pledge, and different. And they always put on such an epic show.
When Issues came out, that was the soundtrack to, like, middle school for all of us.
What was that tour? Family Values.
Yeah.
Was it, like, Korn, Limp Bizkit, I think Eminem, Papa Roach?
All the heavy hitters.
Take me back in time, baby. Those were the good old days. All right, let's try this one. Feeling it yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Was it possible?
Papa Roach.
Yeah. Also on the Family Values Tour.
Yeah.
Their last record came out in 2022 called Ego Trip. What? I'm a big Papa Roach fan. That one really never hit me. Like, usually, like, their records, I'm like, this is really good. Not a lot of people are talking about it. That was one where I was like, it was fine. But I'm always going to be curious and excited to hear what they do.
You'll get another chance this year, Steve.
This is the year. This is the year for Papa Roach. All right, one more. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. I feel like they all have the same drummer. All right, a little bass.
I got it.
You got it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Danny's got it.
Yeah.
Sarah?
It's Disturbed?
Yes! Oh!
Look at me.
Their last record, also 2022, with a record called Divisive. Mm-hmm. The new album. No idea when it's coming out, but 2025, they got the big tour.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome year.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Some good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's like new metal is back. All three
of
those bands.
We're having our moment again.
Right?
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.